If I am telling you things that you're thinking, it shows that I knows. And that makes a huge difference as a seller. It makes a huge difference for someone of color. And it just makes a huge difference as a human being. You can trust someone who clearly understands the problems you're going through. As a sales professional, one of the big things that you've got to focus on is how to overcome objection. People are going to have natural tendencies to not want to do what you're trying to educate them on. How do you help them to persuade themselves by overcoming some of the challenges that could be holding them back? In this episode, I'm going to share with you some of the skills and strategies that I've learned, especially as someone of color, when it comes towards overcoming objection. Hopefully, this can help you as well. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you. And especially as my friends, my brothers and my sisters, people out there in the sales arena, you're looking to improve your sales skills. This season, we're focusing on giving you some of those skills and strategies from top performing sellers, people who have been selling in a game, and most importantly, people who look like you and me, because it makes a whole different approach. It makes a whole different part of the scenario when you can really connect with someone who looks like you and understand and hear some of the challenges that they're going through. I feel you're going to get a lot from this episode. If this is your first time listening to one of our episodes, I ask you to do two things. One, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That would be greatly appreciated. Number two, subscribe to this channel. We want to grow our community and be an awesome, awesome thing if you go ahead and subscribe. And then number three, if you're listening to this podcast, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. If you've never done so already on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, iHeart, I mean, where else? Amazon, where else people listen to podcasts? Wherever you're listening to this podcast, please subscribe there. It'll be greatly appreciated. Now, the topic that I want to discuss today is about objection. Now, this is interesting because when it comes towards objection, we know this is a natural part of the sales process. You got prospects who they're making a decision, or perhaps you're reaching out to them cold and they don't even know if they want to do this, but they're giving you an objection. That's one thing you have overcome. And it's just a natural part of the sales process. Jeffrey Gittimer said, people love to buy, but they hate to be sold. So if your prospects out there, they want to buy stuff from you, they want to purchase, they want to make things, get new things in to make their life easier and better, but they just don't like to be sold. And no one ever want to be sold. They don't want to seem like you're just a number on the board. We sold this person, so then therefore now they're a client of ours. It just doesn't give that warm and fuzzy. You want to make sure that they feel like they're part of this process, that they made some kind of decision. And that's why it's important when you have great sellers, they're able to guide the prospect. And that makes such a big difference. Now, why am I talking about this as someone of color? And, last week I focused on LinkedIn and how I'm utilizing LinkedIn. We're going to have some more guests coming up and they're going to be talking about some other strategies and tactics that they have. But I really feel that the objection one is one that I get often. And we did a TikTok video on this process and it was one of our most watched video on TikTok. Now, if you want to connect with me on TikTok personally, you can find me Donald C. Kelly. So that's Donald C. Kelly. You can find me on TikTok. But here's one of the things that we see when it comes to an objection. Typically, people have their innate reasons why they don't want to buy or their hesitation. Now, one of the things that we find, especially as someone of color, is that sometimes, not with everybody, I'm just being clear, sometimes with some people, they automatically in their mind think that you don't know enough or you're not capable of doing it because you're someone of color. I mean, I'm going to be straight up here. You can go find information on this, but you see how usually it's just more about you're seen as maybe you don't know as much as your white counterpart, usually in a company or in an organization. Maybe you're not as an expert. And we saw this early on in the 70s and in the 80s and 90s. There's some research papers on this, how people sometimes tend to have a distrust towards people of color. So naturally, you have the objection, I don't want to buy it. But then second thing is like the hesitation, like, wait a minute, does this person really know what they're talking about? Do they really know about this complex software solution? Do they really know about this HR process? Can they really explain this? And it's just what naturally comes in people's minds. So we want to be able to, we just have to, and again, it just kind of goes back to show that salespeople, people of color, we have so much more that we are trying to overcome in order to make the sales. But here's what I need to make sure you understand. It's possible to get past those and it's possible to establish your credibility quickly. Now, I know it's not your job per se to teach people how not to be racist. They need to figure that out on themselves or have those biases. However, those are going to continue to be here. I love Kwame's episode when he came on a show. He kind of talked about this idea. But if in order for me to make the money that I want to make, I need to make sure I overcome those divides and those difficulties so I can generate the money that I deserve and I can earn. So here's the first thing that I want to tell you. This principle I learned from one of my trainers way back in the days when I first started off my sales career. And one of the things he talks about is giving people option. Well, the best way to overcome objection is one, if you had amazing brand credibility. So if you're working for a company that's especially no name, it's harder for you to break through. But if I call into someone and I tell them I'm calling on behalf of Dell or on behalf of Microsoft, or I'm calling from Amazon, you know, that carry a little bit of weight with my name. So people tend to probably want to listen to what we have to say a little bit more. But you're calling from no name company, you're someone of color, and you have them fearful. Dang, boy, you got a bunch of stuff. So here's the first thing I want to do. Establish your expertise in some way, shape, or form. That could be either by saying, you know, let them know that you work with other clients somewhere in that conversation who are working at other credible organizations. I like to do that. But if it comes directly, like I say, I'm talking to a prospect and they tell me, you know, Donald, you know, I just need to think about it. I just need to think about this. What I try to do, and this is what a strategy my trainer taught me, he said, give them some option. Some people call it the menu. So you might say, give them their room so you can say, you know, hey, I understand that you want to think about it because we have to be empathetic. We have to recognize that sometimes really, maybe that is a genuine challenge or a genuine reason. I don't want to make a decision today. I still want to know why I didn't want to make a decision today. But you say, hey, I understand many clients that I work with established credibility. Some of our clients from folks at GE to, you know, ABC company to folks at, you know, Vidyard, I'm making stuff up. Many of them felt the same exact way when it came towards looking at our program, establishing credibility and also kind of helping them show them some empathy. Usually, however, when people tell me that they want to think about it, it's probably one of these three reasons. One, they don't quite know enough information yet to make a decision. Number two, they're busy and just don't have the time to think about it and want to take some time to further do the investigation. Or maybe I didn't give them enough data. Or three, they're really just not that interested in our product at all. And they don't know how to tell me nicely. Is it any of those by chance? And you'll be amazed. I just made those up. But you get the idea. Within those three options, I gave one, which might be the real option. They just don't want it. They're not interested. And then two are some of the top potential opportunities. I'm not just grasping for straws here and things out of the air. I'm looking at things that I've seen based on my expertise because I'm not a novice. I've done this before. Even if you're a novice, you can still recognize your company have done this before. And you can find out what are the top three reasons when people tell us they're thinking about it, that's happening. So again, one, in this case, I put out there that maybe it's just they don't have enough time and they didn't see the value in it right now. And it's just, there's not enough information for me to make a decision. Number two, they got all the information, but just really, really need to think about it and want to do more research. And then the third option is that they are not interested. One of those should fish them out. They might say, well, yeah, you know, I just don't know enough to make a decision yet. I want to do some more research. I understand. Tell me, is there any part that I explained that probably wasn't quite informative enough? And I can get you that information. Now, what this is doing is helping me to recognize not to assume, because if they say, yeah, they're not, they need to think about it more. They didn't get enough information. I can say, yeah, think about it and just get back to me. But I don't know what you don't understand. I'm a consultant here. I'm trying to help you solve a problem. So I want to figure this out. Work with me. And when you can come back with stuff like that, it shows them that, listen, this person clearly knows what we're going through. It also does another important thing. It shows the prospect that you're a psychic, so to speak, because you're reading their mind. And when you can do stuff like that and you establish credibility, they're saying, well, crap, this person really does know what they're talking about. I can really trust them. I can really work with them. They're an expert. They've been around the block before. And that kind of helped dispel this fear that this person is someone of color. They don't know enough as Joe, who's a, you know, white guy. That us quickly just like push it out the water. And some people are going to still have their biases. So who cares? We don't want to work with them anyway. So if they're going to still have their biases and not wanting to deal with us, then let them go. But I feel for the most part, people who are not maybe, they have those, you know, little intrinsic bias that are there on the surface, but they're willing to look past them or to recognize that they do have them. For those people, using approach like this helps to make that credibility as well as help to give an option that you know what you're talking about, and they can help to get to root cause. Whatever they tell me, whatever the prospect tells me after I ask those menu items, I then say, can you tell me more? Or is there anything else? So if they tell me, yeah, Donald, I really just need to think about it. Hey, I understand. Is there anything else that you feel that didn't provide, that you didn't get enough information on? Or if they say, Donald, you know what? The truth is, I'm not interested right now. I understand that I called out of the blue and I reached out to you, Mary, and you're busy right now. And it may not be something you're interested in. Out of curiosity, to help me go back and be better in the future, is there anything in particular that you're not necessarily interested in right now? We have something in place already, or we already have a vendor that we like to work with. That's great intel for me. I want to learn that stuff. And then if they tell me to have a great vendor, I'd say, you know, I'm not in the business of breaking up marriages. So this is another one I'll use. I'm not in the business of breaking up any marriages or breaking up good business relationships. Shoot, I want to keep my clients that I have. But no one is perfect. If there is one thing your current software vendor could improve on, just one thing, what would that one thing be? Now they're going to tell you one thing, and depending, they might say, yeah, you know, they tell you, well sometimes the software goes down. It's not working. Tell me more. Well, it just doesn't, it goes slow and clunky. But, you know, we've been with them for quite some time. Hey, I understand. Is there anything else? Well, you know, looking at some of the other softwares nowadays, it's just a little bit, seems outdated, the one that we have. You know, I get that too. I know I hear people say that you got to keep making sure you're updating stuff. Anything else? No, those are the top two things. Well, here's, let me ask you this, because every time, you know, you need to go back in and you can measure and see what's out there. What if we did a demo and you could see what our software looked like? You could get a chance to look at the speed, and then you could also scrutinize this against some of the strength of your current vendor and see if it even makes sense for you to look in the future, just so you can have your options. Would you be at least open to that? I can do it in 7 to 10 minutes. Okay, perfect. Now we have a demo. I overcame the objection. They're not interested. They have a vendor. And then I was able to bring them in to schedule a demo. That option piece just helps so much to establish a credibility. Because again, it shows that I know. If I am telling you things that you're thinking, it shows that I knows. And that makes a huge difference as a seller. It makes a huge difference for someone of color. And it just makes a huge difference as a human being. You can trust someone who clearly understands the problems you're going through. Hopefully that helped you. This is one of the strategies. Give options. It shows you your credibility. It shows that you know what you're talking about. It gives you guidance to not lose that deal and to make sure the person stay long-term with you. If this made sense to you, if you enjoy this, I would love for you to connect with our Facebook group. It's called the Sales Evangelizers. That's where my other podcast is. And I would love for you to camp out there with us, with some of the other sales professionals out there. You can find them on Facebook and LinkedIn, the Sales Evangelizers, and connect with me, Donald C. Kelly. Listen, I share stuff like this because I want to make a difference, man. We're out there and we're out hustling, but we need to do better. There are more opportunities out there. And I was looking up a McKinsey report, and it kind of shows shows that, you know, people of color, we ain't making jack, man. The money, like, we're on average, the income we're taking in is like $30,000 a year compared to our counterparts who are taking in on average, white counterparts, $118,000 a year. The jobs that many people of color are taking advantage of are things that are low-paying, low-end jobs, and we need to fix that. I mean, obviously, there are some changes that need to happen, and we're not going to fix that just on this podcast, but I just want to provide at least one other avenues, and that avenue is the idea of getting into sales. So we'd love to have you get involved in B2B sales. If you want to improve your skills, you can check out my company, The Sales Evangelist. We offer training programs, and also we have this podcast that's providing great help. There's a group selling, Sales for the Culture, also a fantastic resource for people who are of color or in sales. You can go and check that out and get an opportunity to get some education there. We want you to succeed. Listen, I'm not trying to go out there and beg for a piece of the pie. I want to make my own pie. I want you to create your own pie. I want you to pass on generational wealth. Sales is a great opportunity and avenue for you to do that. As always, I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to raise your level of thinking. Let's go out and get our own. Let's go out and make this happen. Thanks so much for listening today. And please, please subscribe. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the Sales Evangelist.